It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, October 31st, 2014. On this date in 1941, work ended on a project near Keystone, South Dakota that was begun 14 years earlier. The task wasn't finished. The money ran out. It was the Mount Rushmore Monument, a sculpture carved into the granite face of a mountain named for a New York lawyer who visited there in 1885. Rushmore was only 28 years old at the time and lived long enough to donate $5,000 for the monument in the late 1920s. It was the project's largest single contribution. The whole thing came to just under $1 million, a bargain even then. The Lakota Sioux called the mountain Six Grandfathers, after the spirit powers of the East, West, North, South, Earth, and Sky, and considered it sacred ground. Today it is a shrine of a different sort, and is known throughout the world for its depiction of the sculpted heads of four American presidents, each one 60 feet tall and gazing perennially outward to the southeast. The entire memorial covers nearly 1,300 acres. South Dakota historian Doan Robinson had the idea of carving the likenesses of famous people into the mountains of the Black Hills to promote tourism. He wanted it to feature Western heroes like Lewis and Clark, Lakota Sioux Chief Red Cloud, and Buffalo Bill Cody. But sculptor Gutzon Borglum thought it should have a more national focus and feature presidents. President Coolidge liked the idea, but urged that in addition to Washington, there should be two Republicans and one Democrat. And so the final four were set in stone, so to speak: Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Theodore Roosevelt. Construction began in 1927, and the president's faces were completed between 1934 and 1939. Remarkably, despite blasting away more than 450,000 tons of rock from the face of the mountain, there were no fatalities among the 400 workmen. Upon Borglum's death in 1941, his son took over the construction. Although the initial design called for each president to be depicted from head to waist, lack of funding halted the project later that year in October. Mount Rushmore has become an iconic symbol of presidential greatness, and it attracts over 2 million people every year. The monument is everywhere in our popular culture, on postage stamps, coins, on license plates, in video games, and in innumerable advertising campaigns. However, none of these matches the impact of the final chase scene in Alfred Hitchcock's 1959 movie North by Northwest, in which villains James Mason and Martin Landau pursue Cary Grant and Eva Marie Saint to the top of the monument. Script writer Ernest Lehman recalled Hitchcock murmuring wistfully, "I always wanted to do a chase across the faces of Mount Rushmore." Not everyone has agreed that the monument was a good idea, and it has provoked its share of controversy, particularly among Native Americans, some of whom see it as a desecration of a holy place. Here are the thoughts of James Allen in his 14-word poem, Mount Rushmore. Atop, those four carved presidents, and me thinking what an unusually occurring natural phenomenon. The poems of James Allen may be found online at allpoetry.com. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for Friday, October 31st, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.